May the joy of the Lord be our strength, our dwellers. Well, I want to bring you up to speed about what's been going on for the last few days. First of all, it's been a very intense time politically, and I believe that the Lord has been allowing us to make a lot of offerings to Him. And one in particular that I wanted to tell you about is a couple. It's on our prayer team. And they've been going through the most extraordinary trials as the wife was on the precipice of death. She is truly what I would call a victim soul. But many of us are also, but she's really, really amazingly a victim soul. Her kidneys failed. She had a heart attack. Her blood pressure dropped. And for the umpteenth time, she was not expected to live through the night. Even though she was on life support, because half of her heart failed to function. Wow, all of our hearts were moved for her. She had a procedure for her heart after the attack, and one side of it stopped functioning altogether, with her kidney shutting down, and she coded twice, and she went into a coma. But we all stormed heaven and prayed in proxy. And she held on, even though the doctors wanted to disconnect her from life support. Thank God her husband wouldn't allow it. In the spirit, while this was going on, I saw what I often see when a Christian soul is taken to heaven. It's a silver cord that comes from the umbilical cord of our bodies and goes to heaven. And I believe that's the tunnel that a lot of people talk about going down. And I saw she was no longer in her body, but before the Lord in heaven in glorious white garments. Yet the Lord told me she would survive. Well, we were all on pins and needles for 2 days and 2 nights, and now she has regained the function of her kidneys. They're normal, and both sides of her heart. Her blood pressure is now normal, and she's coherent. Exhausted, but coherent. And the doctors are befuddled. It is simply a miracle, and there's no other explanation. This is one remarkable couple chosen to represent the earth and stand between heaven and earth, pleading for mercy. And mercy is what they also obtained, not just for her, but for the whole world. My dear ones, the tide is beginning to turn in our country. Ever so slowly, but it is beginning to turn. But I must ask you, are you doing your part to inform people about who and what our president is to the free world? She did her part, and no doubt will be called on again. And not only is she a victim soul, but so is her husband, because of the suffering he endures seeing his beautiful bride on her deathbed. Totally in the hands of a merciful God. I would like to propose that every person that has written off President Trump because of a lying media be held to accountability. One simple way to do that is to say, you can tell me all about how bad this man is after you listen to his address to Congress. But until you hear the man directly, your information, which you're basing your bias on, is not from the source, but from an angry, resentful media led from behind the scenes by Barack Obama, who is also angry and resentful that his puppet Hillary Clinton didn't get elected. So after you've listened to his address, I will hear what you have to say about him. And that's what I do with folks. You know, we get together with our families without causing an argument or a fight. Just simply say, I'm going to listen to what you have to say about President Trump. But before you do, I'd like you to listen to his address to Congress and hear the man for yourself and judge for yourself. And if they come back with a whole bunch of arguments against him, to ask them a simple question. Does this man have the best interests of the American people in mind? Has this man benefited the economy? Is this man concerned that everyone should have a job? Is this man reforming health care so it's affordable? Is this man going to spend more money on defense because our military has gotten so weak in comparison to other countries. Is he going to rebuild America? Is he concerned with the rights of even the migrants and weighing those judiciously against terrorists who get into this country and shoot innocent victims? Is he concerned for the safety of America, making stronger rules about who can enter the country and who can't, preventing things like the terrible shootings in Fort Lauderdale and in California? You may have a lot of things to say against this man, but take a look. Isn't there something good that he's doing? Anyway, I really feel that that's something that can bring balance. If you stop, can agree with him and say, yeah, he has a pretty colorful past with women, but we all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. I certainly couldn't be the first one to pick up a stone to throw at him. He wasn't elected to be our husband. He was elected to be our president, allowing them to get things off their chest and then bringing up the positive sides to try and get them to just acknowledge that there's some good there would certainly make a difference. Now, don't do this unless you think you can hold your temper. But I've found that with people who have a beef, if you sit and you listen very carefully and you acknowledge the true things that they're saying, and then you present your side, they're more apt to listen. And it can really, really bring peace to a situation that tends to be very volatile. This is not a thus saith the Lord, by the way. This is just my personal opinion on a way that we can bring peace in our families and also get them to look at the good. Because right now they're not focusing on the good, they're focusing on lies. Please, please hold your friends and family to a friendly accountability. If they will not listen to his address, then you will not listen to their objections. This is a stark battle between the power of the press and the power of prayer. But we must also gently insist on accountability with those who are just throwing out what they've gleaned from the controlled media sources. Well, I did digress here, or did I? The point is, this husband and wife team suffered the pains of death and bereavement to add their little portion to turning the tide of public opinion. Now we must continue to carry our crosses and gently insist on accountability with those who are so adamant against our president without knowing anything about the real facts. So for 2 days, all of us have been very much on the edge of our seats praying for this couple. But in the process, praying and suffering for this couple, and I believe the Lord timed this oral surgery perfectly around the same time that she would be going into this suffering and at the same time when we're trying to turn the tide of public opinion. So it all works together. We had our share of suffering, and so did Ezekiel. And that's been a little bit of why I've been slower on the message, too, because I was very sick for 2 days. In the process of this offering, the Lord presented to me a cause that's heart-wrenching, transparent, and legitimate. It has to do with handicapped and severely disabled children who have been abandoned by parents to fend for themselves, sometimes very often in the garbage dumps outside a city in Nicaragua. And one man, a Christian pastor, discovered these untouchables and became an advocate for their cause. Here in this country, another man became a support for his cause and has been sharing their plight with his customers around the world, as well as giving a substantial amount of his income. He makes musical instruments, by the way, to this pastor who has built a mercy house and supplies feeding programs that are keeping more than 4,500 women and children and elderly alive with a healthy, nourishing formula to help them recover from starvation. As some of you may know, Nicaragua has been torn by strife and death squads, terrible, terrible civil war. They are still in recovery mode, and the country is filled with widows and orphans. A wonderful plan has been instituted to help them recover Now, some of them have self-sustaining businesses as well as volunteering their time to build houses for others who've been rescued from homelessness and gut-wrenching poverty. And you know, some of these young men who grew up this way are now working in the fields for, would you believe, $2.50 a day. And how can you support a family on that, let alone someone who needs constant care, which is what's going on with these handicapped children? So my next message will be more about that and what the Lord has offered us as a means of sanctification. Because those who show mercy will also be given mercy in their time of need. I'm introducing this mission to you because it was handed to me by God. Along with this, I'm asking you, if you're moved by these needs, to enlist only two or three friends who are looking for a way to help the desperately poor get on their feet. This will be an appeal for prayer for the hopelessness, as well as two or three person mercy team to help sustain long-term efforts so they can regain their lives. Just throwing money at a cause isn't what's needed here. It is love and solidarity and accountability for us who have sufficient means to live a comfortable life, to join together with a couple of friends who have a heart for these children and elderly and contribute to their needs, as they're announced by the gentleman here in the U.S. who has done such a wonderful job supplying funds and organizing and enlisting help for this pastor. Lots of photos will also be in this next video. Lord, is there something you would like to say? And as I sat here waiting for him, the first thing that came to mind, because I didn't hear his voice immediately like I usually do, it is not our intention that others may be relieved while you are burdened, but that there may be equality. At the present time, your surplus will meet their need, so that in turn, their surplus will meet your need. Then there will be equality, as it is written, he who gathered much had no excess, and he who gathered little had no shortfall. That's 2 Corinthians 8:15. One of those movies about the destruction of the United States through eruptions and earthquakes and part of California going off into the sea, the only place that people could go was Mexico. So, you know, in that movie, that's just a probability. What would happen if our country were devastated and the only safety we had was to go south into Mexico? And then the scripture would truly be fulfilled that our need is relieved by their surplus, because we wouldn't have anything. We'd be just as poor as they are. So that's something to consider. And then the Lord did begin to speak to me, and he said, this is not just to meet the needs of the impoverished, dear ones. This is also to meet your need to grow in the holiness of the Father and in mercy, as he is merciful. This is an opportunity to say no to your flesh and yes to godliness. And this is not just an endeavor for you, because I have called you to bring forth fruit on this earth, and those around you are often at a loss as to how they can help others who have legitimate needs. My heart is that your heart should be inflamed to touch those around you in a joint effort to grow in holiness and solidarity with those around the world. This is but one of a million opportunities around the world, but it is more intimately connected so that you'll be able to see fruit from it. And as he was saying that, the scripture came to mind, my soul is satisfied as with the marrow and fatness, and my mouth offers praises with joyful lips. And here's talking about our souls being satisfied. That's Psalm 63:5, by the way. And again, the scripture says, they drink their fill of the abundance of your house, and you give them to drink of the river of your delights. That's Psalm 36:8. The Lord continued, the abundant life is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit, and my river of delights is the precious union with my bride, who most resembles me, with her tender heart for the poor." Jesus continued, "Many hearts are jaded by reports of corruption, even in charities. Many hearts have grown closed and hardened. I'm bringing this to you as an opportunity to soften your hearts by joining me in providing for these very little ones and seeing the effect your caring has on their lives. This is much more about you and I than you and the poor. This is an opportunity to walk in my sandals and be an ambassador of love to your neighbor by simply enlisting them. It is not the amount you give, but the intention, the caring, the softening of your hearts. This is what I'm offering you. The kingdom of heaven has been given to such as these." That's from the Beatitudes in Matthew. "And you shall walk in the glory of my presence as you take on more and more of my attributes." And that was the end of the Lord's part of this message. And I'd like to add that I've done some research, and that also has been having me busy for 2 days, so that I could give you a clear presentation of what is going on in Nicaragua, so you'd have a little understanding on how these little ones are surviving or failing to survive. And that will be up in the very next video, and I thought it would be today, but I still have some work to do on it, so it might not be until tonight. Anyway, I love you, dear heart dwellers, and know that we but share with everyone who asks of us, and we have already given to this cause many times. But what is being asked for here is that we bring along a couple of other souls, friends, on this sanctifying journey, and that we join with them in prayer and helping in smaller ways that we can. This, too, is a work of mercy for our brothers and sisters in this first world country of America. And when it comes to providing for these people, very small donations go a very long way. So a very small donation from, let's say, 3 people who know that what a need is, for instance, a cement floor has to be put in one of the houses. They're living on a dirt floor. You know, here we are with wheelchairs and things on dirt floors. That just doesn't work. Food is extremely cheap. Electricity is cheap. Anything to improve the living conditions and give these people a foot up. There's one young man who loves to play with radio parts and restores radios, and they want to send him to a school for electronics, but he doesn't have any equipment to help him build these things. So providing equipment for him would be, even just a few things at a time, would be one cause that we could undertake just by adopting a family or a cause and standing behind them in prayer and sending along a few small donations that amount to a nice donation that will really meet their needs. And the Lord is asking us to be a part of their lives here, not just sending them a check in the mail. He's asking for us to take an interest, that our hearts will be softened, we'll be more like him in the long run. So stay tuned. I will have another message up soon.